If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Early entrepreneur, I see it every single day. All of us entrepreneurs really lack patience. I know at first when I started my first couple of companies, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I sold them quick because I felt like they weren't going to grow to the size that they needed to grow to, and I didn't have the patience to work through the challenges that came up within it. And when I say I didn't have the patience, yes, I gave it 6 months, I gave it a year, I gave some of them 2 years. But I just didn't, think about it like I had so much time. To be more accurate, GoMahi.com, the thing that we're launching right now, or we're working on launching, we're 2 years in. I've been working on it for 2 years without a single dime going into my pocket. 2 years with very slow progress on the build. And part of that progress, that slow growth, is my fault. Because I will admit, in the middle of that 2 year span, I fell into this rut where I kind of did what society told me I needed to do, in the sense that I was waiting for web development and all I could do was wait. And I had no choice, so I shouldn't really work on much. I mean, I worked on other stuff, but I more worked on busy work. I wasn't taking the risk to move the company forward. But really, I'm getting back to patience because, you know, if I didn't learn patience the first couple times around, I probably would have shut down this project. I would have probably felt bad about the money we put on the table, but ran away with my tail tucked between my legs because, you know, 2 years is a long time, really a long time. And I just have, I mean, me personally, the way I get through it and the way that I still get amped about it is 2 years in the long run is super short. Like, I plan on pursuing this game for the next 40, 50 years of my life. Like, I'm excited to be an entrepreneur until I'm 70 or 80 or 90. So that means this 2 year span, it's like nothing. I have all the time in the world to actually keep on building it to an exponential size company. A scalable company, exponential size company? What the heck was that? Either way, that gets me through every day, because every day that I'm waiting, every day that I'm shooting out a podcast, every day that I'm putting out social media, every day that I'm building the back end, it really means that I'm 1 day closer to insane success in 40 years from now. And that's why we're really focused on doing it right. We're testing everything. We're talking to every one of the partners. We're talking to every single consumer. We're making sure we develop something that's essential to people's line of innovation, lives of innovation. If I could just speak better. But that gets me excited. That's why it's gonna be freaking good as hell. And that's why someday all of you guys will use it. At least anyone that's interested in innovating and staying ahead in the market. And that's how I truly feel. So you just gotta, you gotta commit to stuff and be patient as hell. Just be patient, please. And you will start seeing results. I was about to wrap it up, but
I think a lot of people may consider patience a month, 2 months, 3 months, and they try something new for a month or two and they don't see the results they wanted to see and they just shut it down. Big mistake. That's the reason why somebody like me will win. But I want all of you to win. So you need to just make sure you're patient enough to keep grinding when everyone else quits.